from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The forest fire about 5 kilometers down Millette Road is still out of control. The MNRF downgraded its size overnight from 10 hectares to 8.5, roughly 15 football fields. As soon as it was reported yesterday, the ministry dispatched ground crews and a trio of water bombers. More than 300 firefighters from the United States and South Africa are on their way to Canada to help battle wildfires. At least 100 of them will be in Nova Scotia over the weekend to help beat back flames that have forced over 21,000 people from their homes. The fire near Halifax is partially under control, but officials warn they're not out of the woods yet. The other firefighters will likely end up in Alberta, but federal officials say the situation throughout the country is fluid. The new arrivals will join firefighters from the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand who were already here. The feds are sending Canadian Forces members to Nova Scotia in response to that province's plea for help. The number of fires raging throughout Canada is on par with the 10-year average. But the amount of land the fires have turned to ash, roughly 27,000 hectares, is unprecedented. Aurora Township resident Daryl Smith is concerned that although his basement is dry so far, the highest ever water level of Nellie Lake might result in his home falling into a pit. That's because he's been told that the sandy soil under the house is saturated and could wash out. Smith is optimistic, though, that the provincial government is moving towards a way to remediate the entire situation in and around the lake.
We'll wait and see what happens. I'm optimistic now that at least things will move forward. We'll get the kind of expert analysis and evaluation that's required here and get our community help.
The deck in front of Smith's house was once over a beach. Now it's surrounded by water. Well, preparing for your own death or dealing with the death of a loved one will be covered next Wednesday afternoon at the Timmins Public Library's main branch. Everything from pensions to a will and power of attorney, handling grief, and funeral planning will be covered by experts during the two-hour information event. Assistant Library Director Amy Nifton says there is no charge to attend. She does ask that you pre-register so presenters make sure they bring enough materials.
We will welcome drop-ins. So if they were unable to register or get through to us either online through Eventbrite or on the phone, they can still come.
The event is for Seniors Month, but any adult interested in the topic is welcome. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.